fuck you, you're a fucking wanker. We're gonna punch you right in the balls. Fuck you with a fucking anchor. You're all cunts, so fuck you all. Fuck you, you're a fucking wanker. We're gonna punch you right in the balls. Fuck you with a fucking anchor. You're all cunts, so fuck you.
I wish the fans could see Gio's face right now.
I can't believe it.
Taking it all in. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Man Room Radio, the show where we punch you right in the balls. This is episode 2.81. I'm your host, Levi, and with me, a co-host, Gio.
I'm so taken back that I don't even know right now, but hey.
And with me, another co-host, a guy who's a fucking wanker, Ryan.
That was fucked with an anchor by Ailstorm.
That was intense.
Wow.
So that song, so
if I was a pirate, I would listen to that all the time.
So that band, that's all they are, is a pirate band. Every
what
song,
does that mean?
All their songs are about being pirates. Like, every song is like they're pirates, and they're drinking beer, fighting, and going on quests for treasure.
Ryan, please stop smelling your pants. That's so weird, man.
Like, I literally just got them out of the bag. I haven't even, like, worn these before. These have been worn for a grand total of 20 minutes now.
What pants come in bags?
The kind you buy online.
Oh, got it. Okay. That makes sense.
Where do you buy your pants, Joe?
I was part of this subscription service that just, like, sends you clothes, like, every other month.
Uh-huh.
So, right now, my pants are from there.
Do they come in a bag?
No.
What do they come
in? A box with shoes and shirt and stuff?
Yeah, a box, like, wrapped.
How often do you get clothes from these guys?
I don't anymore, but I did it, like, every other month. Okay. I did it, like, every 3 months last year.
That's kind of cool.
It was sweet, and you get, like, a whole outfit, like, jacket, pants, and a button-up.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you come out just looking, just fly as shit.
And, like, oh, yeah, man.
I am Gio.
Something like that, yeah. Just like that.
You can tell when you were really, when you felt like you were really put together by an outfit.
Yes, exactly. No, I did those for a little bit, but I wasn't. You just keep smelling your pants, man. That's weird.
Will you please tell me that they don't smell funny?
There's no way I'm smelling your pants.
They smell like a weird.
Why haven't you asked Levi once?
Levi, will you smell my pants one time?
No, God. Like, what are you thinking? Like,
That's the 100% the right response. What are you thinking?
I've been wearing them for 20 minutes. They've never been worn or washed before.
Listen, I don't need to smell them to tell you they probably smell weird.
Just smell my pants.
No, dude, don't be pants guys.
Please smell my pants.
Dude, get your pants off the table.
Please just smell my pants. No.
Okay.
That song was dedicated to Ryan.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, we're ready to punch you right in the balls.
Hey, the talking stick?
Do you need the talking stick? Where is it at?
I think so.
There it is. Oh,
thanks.
You're fine.
I don't need the talking stick.
Hey, so I did something I haven't done in a long time, guys.
Go to Costco.
No.
Prep some content.
No, what?
Okay, first off, I go to Costco frequently. And second off, last time we had a recording, I did prep content. So fuck you.
Okay.
If anyone's not carrying their weight around here lately, I think we all know it's Pants Guy.
Are you kidding? Every episode has had music.
Oh my gosh. So, okay. We still haven't gotten to what I did.
Okay, what'd you do?
I went to a hockey game.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Goals?
Sure.
Don't get lost in the details.
Could you name a team?
Hockey.
A hockey team.
I think it was a goals game.
Okay.
I feel like that was a thing. Like, a guy had a beanie on that had, like, octopus face on it that was orange. And I didn't understand how that correlated to a bird, so I feel like it was the goals. Do they play at the sports arena?
Yes, quite often.
Then that's probably who it was.
It was in San Diego?
Yes.
So then it was probably a goals game.
Yeah. I also know that there is probably a professional hockey team called the Sabres.
I have no idea.
Could be.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys don't even know.
No.
Cool.
That's why I just said hockey.
All right.
I'm going to one too, though, soon. So I want to hear your opinion.
Okay, so I learned... Okay, first off, if there's one live sport I like to watch, it's hockey.
Okay.
Okay, there's something about it that is cool. But I generally still don't pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I get distracted with things around me. And so one thing I noticed is I thought of Yu-Gi-Oh! When the mascot came out and was getting pumped, like, you would be a great mascot.
Thanks, man.
You would be a great mascot.
You know the exact way to, like, do a well-executed, like, fist pump or, like, punching motion or, like, get people pumped up, you know? Like, you know how to really, like, your body gestures. If you're trying to get people pumped up, like, you know what you're doing, you know? But the mascot has to do it with no words.
Yeah.
Right, like
that's like another, a craft within itself.
Yeah, I think it's not. I think for you, it's just your natural. Like you're either born with it or you're not.
Dude, I missed my calling.
Yeah,
I it's think not too did. Late. You can go to mascot school.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they get paid nothing. So,
so I'm all in.
Okay, so that's one thing I learned. The other thing I got distracted by, it has nothing really to do with hockey. So you know, parents give their kids bad names. So
yes,
here's one.
I've always yes. This could be a topic. Okay, go ahead.
So. There's this mom behind us. She's like scolding her child who's being unruly. And, you know, it's like Jared or, you know.
Coaster.
Not coaster. Coaster. This out loud in the middle of this hockey game behind us. Reginald.
Oh.
Like, who's naming kids Reginald right now?
Yeah, unless it's like a family name. Like, there's no reason.
And it's Reggie.
Yeah, but don't you name your kid Reggie?
Well, no, because Reggie's great for a kid, but then when he's a grown-up, you can't go into, like, an office and have a business card that says Reggie.
Yes, I don't know, dude. I've seen
yes,
worse.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's 2019, man.
Yeah, let's go. Isn't Reggie Bush a person?
Yes.
That's a grown man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he plays a game for a living.
No.
So what? More, like, yeah. You trying to say Reggie Bush is not a man?
I'm sure he'd punch your teeth out.
Bring it on. Reggie Bush, if you can hear this, I'm throwing the gauntlet.
Dude,
let's go.
And that was the last episode Ryan was on.
Bitch.
The song in the intro was Ryan's challenge to Reggie Bush.
Yes.
Title of the episode, Ryan wants to fight Reggie Bush.
I can take him now. Not even close. I can take him to dinner.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I read this story when... What? Okay, go ahead.
There's a green bag by you, and I'm really curious. What is it?
Oh, I got you a present.
Me.
I got you, Gio, a present.
Let's see it. Hey, dude, good catch on that last name right there. Dude, sick!
It's a Dragon Ball thing.
Yes!
Open it up.
Where'd you get this?
A mystery thing?
Yes. Okay, so I went to the 99-cent store, or the Dollar Tree, and they had this whole box of One Punch Man figurines.
Oh, nice.
But there was one Dragon Ball one in there, so
nice.
We bought this for you.
I'm so stoked. Oh, sick. It's Android 17. Android 17 from the show.
It doesn't sound as sick as it could have been if you would have gotten, like, Goku or something.
It's still sick, because he's actually kind of a good guy now. He started off as a bad guy.
Okay.
But I'm stoked on this.
That's really cool. So you hang out with your One Punch Man?
Yeah, see, here's One Punch Man.
Same idea stuff. Do these link together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
So,
that was rad. It's a little figurine. It's a little, like, figurine with a big head. It's cool. It was a mystery one. You don't know what it is, and then you open it, and then you know what it is.
Yes. All right. And that's it.
And it's characters from the show. This one's from Dragon Ball Z.
So if you want one, go to the Dollar Tree, and they're selling them for $1.
Nice.
Okay.
Sick.
So I noticed something with my wife, something that she does differently. I want to see if you guys' significant others do this differently as well.
Okay. Differently, like, to who?
To you.
Okay.
Because I told her, so, okay.
Let me just do it, and then we'll talk.
So she borrowed something from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
A pitcher, a water bottle, whatever, right? And she's going somewhere or something, and it's going to take her longer, and she's like, well, I got to go drop this off at So-So's house. And I go, why? And she's like, well, because I borrowed it from her, and I have to go give it back. I was like, isn't she going to come over here at some point? Why don't she just come over here and get it? Like, next time she's over here, boom. Get it. She's like, because that's not what you do. You have to go give it back to people. I'm like, people want it. They're going to come and get it.
Well, also, like, you just hang on to it until, like, the next time you see them.
How close is this friend?
Close.
Okay. So it's like me and you close?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And
I mean, if you see each other often enough, you don't have to make it a special trip. Like, hey, I got to go return this. Just like, oh, next time you see each other, you return whatever you borrowed.
Right? I hate to be the guy that's going to argue here.
That's fine.
But that's kind of my role. So, but I also genuinely think I disagree with this. I would be really upset if it was something that I would let you borrow, but I needed, like, that Saturday, but I didn't need it all week. Mm. You know, and I wasn't going to see you till Tuesday. You know? So let's say I loan it to you on a Monday, and I'm like, okay, yeah, here you go. I'll need it back Tuesday, or if I see you before then. I'd say if I see you before then. But if you know we're not going to see each other before Tuesday, and...
What if you don't give me a deadline, though? What if it's just like, can I borrow this? Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. Like, if it meant anything at all to me, I would tell you the deadline, and then... we'd stick to it, and then I would expect it back. But otherwise, sure. Hey, I have this whenever next time I see you.
Yeah, I think you're right.
If it's also mutual understanding, too. Like, oh, it's there, and I could be like, hey, that's mine. I'm going to take it back now. You're done, right?
Right. That's like, because I loaned video games out to people, right?
Yeah, and that's how the exchange usually goes down. At least, like, in that situation is, you're done with this, right? I can take it back now? And then it's like, okay, cool. And then
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure. But like I said, if it was something I needed, but I guess it's...
But you had mentioned it, like, hey, yeah. I need it back, you know, by the end of the
month.
So
you guys were just like, what are we doing here? You had to give it back?
Yeah, we had to go drive it over to someone's house. She had to drive to somebody's house. I'm like, don't drive that to their house. They'll
make
come
a special trip?
Yeah, exactly. She's always making special trips for people, and I just want to...
But she just makes people feel special.
Do you feel special when someone returns something that you loaned to
them? Can I tell you the last time I felt special?
Sure.
Wholeheartedly.
Okay.
I got a thank you letter in the mail for the first time in over 10 years from this guy.
Oh. Yeah. Wow.
Like, him and his wife came over and we had a game night or something, and like 4 or 5 days later in the mail, I was like, a fucking letter from Gio? What's going on? I open it and says, hey, thanks for having us over. Like, I was like, wow, that was really cool.
What are you doing over here?
Dude, sending thank yous.
You never send me a thank you
that's
letter.
Not the that's not the last one either. I think I've got like three.
So what
of
is
them.
It? What is it about Ryan that you feel like?
Honestly,
thank you
I took my pants off that night.
No, Ryan made us dinner and everything. I think that night, when the first time
snacks.
You made, and
yeah.
you spontaneously were like, hey guys, Bliss and I are making dinner.
Yeah, there was like, yeah, I
come
made
over
a lot of dinner,
and we'll play a game or something. And yeah. I was like, okay, like that was us. And I don't hang out with Ryan a lot, so it was just a little out of the like in that couple setting. So you opened her. He opened his home to us. We had dinner. I just thought thank you was appropriate.
I can't tell you how furious I am right now.
That you haven't gotten a thank you letter?
Yeah. Okay. First off, you don't hang out with Ryan that much. You hit any time if you hang out with him one time besides coming over here for Man Room Radio. That's more than with me. Okay. So technically, I am someone you hang out less with than Ryan. That's and true. After all I've done for you. Your mother said I was your mentor. Okay? I have not gotten one... Look it.
Ryan stepped out into the unknown, which is inviting people over, and we responded.
We had a good time.
He opened his hearth and made it our home.
God. So what are you saying if I invite you over?
No, honestly, dude, it's a thing I started doing maybe 2 years ago.
2 years ago and I haven't gotten one?
It makes you feel really special. I've got like three.
Yeah, I'll bet it does make one person feel special, and I'll bet you it makes the other person feel the opposite of special.
Look, man.
I feel so special, I put them on my refrigerator. There's mad.
I would too!
They'd
hang them on the wall right here!
You know what? Can I tell you something? I've grossly, there's a word here and I'm not using it, but something, and by not getting you a thank you sooner, you know, so.
Like,
I can think of hundreds of ones I should be sending.
Like, if you were working, like, some real estate deal, sure, right?
Dude, it's...
You're not working some deal. Just sending a thank you.
Yeah, man.
Well, I'm really pissed. I want you to know.
I'll put you on the radar.
No, I don't. No, it's because I want it to be genuine. I don't want you
to
be like,
just,
oh.
I'm not just going to pull on, like, hey, thanks for texting me hi the other day. Like,
no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, you know. I don't want you to do one just because you feel like you need to send me a thank you.
I'll send you one when I feel like you deserve to be thanked.
To be fair, I never check my mail, so...
Well, if something had your name on it.
I would still never see it.
Oh, wow. Okay, fair enough.
Unless Shannon brought it to me.
If it was handwritten, you'd get it.
Maybe.
To your name.
If there was a letter handwritten to Levi at this address, you wouldn't never...
You wouldn't get
it?
I guess I would, because Shannon would give it to me.
Yeah, she'd be like, hey, you got some mail.
You're right.
Quit acting like you're too good for mail.
Real.
I am too good for mail. Okay.
Well, so Gio sent you a dozen letters. You must
have turns out.
Received them.
Oh, yeah. Careful with that cord over there. I've got my setup in here. My listeners, I've added a second computer and a third screen in here. And just so you know, as I was setting up the computers, this second computer, Jace comes up to me. He goes, because I was having a hard time figuring it out. Jace goes, Dad, you know who we need to get here to help with this? I said, who? He goes, Uncle Ryan. And I go, that's the one you picked? Why? He goes, he knows all about computers. And
all right. Good to know.
I don't know where he would have gotten that from.
Yeah.
There's nowhere, right?
I have a theory here.
I think I know the
DJ,
least.
DJ.
Oh, maybe. But...
And seeing you with wires and your computer.
Oh, yeah. Like at the like the Taste of Italy thing.
And at Tony's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And knowing like
there's a computer.
There's a computer. And he's making all this sound and everyone dance.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's how you can become a computer genius.
That's twice I felt special.
All right, well, guys, I could give you more content, or we could save it till next time. It's up to you.
Okay. Well, what are we at here? Is it a good time to sign off? Is it a good catch-up?
It's a little quick episode.
Okay, yeah.
But, you know, it's a good punch in the balls.
How long have we had from the last episode in between? Are we, like, up to date, or do we have a gap that we need to apologize? Oh, you know what? We should quick apologize for the... If you guys checked your... if you go to your phone and you're like, wow, a hot, fresh, new man room. Can't wait to listen. And you were confused by just some random talking, and it wasn't the unnecessary podcast. And you were like, wow, what is going on? I can hear the guys' voices, but I have no idea what they're talking about. We had some technical issues. We got a new editor, and he still hasn't learned the ropes. So we told him to edit the episodes before he posts them. He's had two strikes, and you know what they say. Three strikes, you ain't coming back to work. So he's on his last leg. And he knows it. So, sorry for that. And see you later.
Oh, that's it? Hurry up before your blood runs cold. I don't know what the song is.
For more Man Room stuff, check out manroomradio.com. Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's where they listen to the podcast.
ManRoomRadio.com or Facebook.com/ManRoomRadio. Shoot us an email with something you'd like us to debate, deliberate, or just argue about. You know, all those things. So a special shout out to the Unnecessary Podcast. It comes out on our line here. If you haven't checked it out, they got some good stuff going on. See you next time.
I really hope the song gets better. It's just called Special.
Ryan, you picked it. We all know what that means.
Wow.
You're not special.
You're just literally like, I feel special.
You're not special.
Yeah.
But you're
not special. Oh. Dude, seriously, smell my pants.
Man Room Radio.